Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey there, Vol Nation. Welcome back. Another episode, Tennessee Fan Talk, where stats meet swagger and Saturdays are sacred. Tennessee Vols kicked off the 2025 season with a 45-26 win over Syracuse. It was not just a win, Duke. It was a warning shot.
We squeezed them oranges. We made simply orange.
Made some simply orange.
Sure.
The Vols did not just open the season. They friggin' just kicked it. They kicked the doors off the hinges. Mm-hmm. Aguilar, first thing, calm. I'll give him. Yeah. You agree?
I mean, he's 30 years old. I hope so.
He's like, I've been here. I've done this.
Yeah, sure.
D-line creating all kind of chaos. You could hear, in a place that only had about 45,000 people, you could hear a lot of Nealon's energy that traveled to Atlanta.
Sure, and I mean, I heard some rumors. Obviously, we didn't go, but I heard, like, sticker price on some of those tickets was $250, and when they were showing it on TV, I looked at the whole top level sold, or like, is it not sold out, but empty. I'm like,
empty. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
They couldn't pass them out to the local Boys and Girls Club and fill them up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some $30 tickets, you know, to compensate for the travel. Come on. We'll go up in the upper dome.
I would have sat in the nosebleed and drank beers, you know.
We'll start off talking about this in a couple segments. All right. First off, we definitely want to talk offense. Then we'll have a little defense.
Sure.
And there's not much to talk about much next for next week's game with the ETSU. You know, that's just
I think they should play at Johnson City. That's what I think they should do. Bring in some, you know, some extra bleachers. Give Don Johns a call. Bring some Porta Johns out there. Give Don Johns a call back in the Tri-Cities area. And, you know, just see. I mean, let's see what happens. I mean, we'll still pay him. We'll pay you $4 million to come play at your place. You know.
We're going to have to do that game in segments so we can roll in and out the 13,000 people that it fits.
Your ticket's only good for the first
quarter.
First
quarter tickets.
And second quarter.
All right, we're going to have a 45-minute intermission to get out the first quarter, people. Game lasts 7 hours. What the heck?
They'll probably have shaman healers come down from the mountains at halftime. From Asheville.
Tennessee, it's going to take them a long time with that 40 missing. Tennessee, 493 total yards, 246 on the ground, 247 in the air. Talk about complimentary football.
That's what we like to see.
That is very nice. Missing a little bit of Dylan Sampson, you know, I miss him not being here this year. I thought Bishop did well.
I think all three of them did well.
Star Thomas, 12 carries, 92 yards.
That's a fantastic name.
It really, I know. I know you like the good names.
It would be even better if his name was spelled Starr. Star Thomas.
Longest pass from Aguilar, 73 yard TD pass. At it dropped nicely.
Sure, I was watching. I think it was Josh Pate that said it. He was like, in the old Georgia Dome, that ball would hit the ceiling. That's how high he threw it. That's what he said.
I thought that was well worth saying his name
because that was a funny. I mean, that's like that's something I would say too, but it's very funny. Like it hit the Jumbotron at Dallas at AT&T.
Aguilar making his SEC debut look like he had been here. Look like he had played in some big games. Three touchdowns, not a single turnover.
That's a big deal, considering that he threw a bunch of picks last year.
That's what was my worry point.
Well, you got to understand, he's got a lot more talent around him than he did at App State. True. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, which brings me to Nico, you know, when he first was leaving, one of the things his pappy said was that Tennessee did not have the talent around him that they needed. They didn't have the wide receivers or the offensive line. And he goes over there, and I think he got sacked 4 times.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about...
Puts up 100 yards.
Here's the thing about Samoan quarterbacks. They're either really, really good. Now, they're all projected to be really, really good, but they're either really, really good, Marcus Mariota, good, or they're really, really bad, DJ Ungavale. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty impressive. I said his name right.
You did?
And it's in between. Like, it's...
Right.
You're either going to get the really good or the really bad, and I think Nico's on the really bad side. But I don't know. I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't wish any bad on him at all. I just hope he stubs his toe. You know what I'm saying?
If you know what I mean. Stubs his toe.
Just stubs his toe. I mean, he already did. I mean...
Hey, no one ever gives enough shout out to the O-line. 6.2 yards per carry.
Considering that was supposed to be one of our weak points. Now, once it is Syracuse.
It is.
But I was watching the game, and those announcers, by the way, we got the B squad for an ABC game. I don't even know who they were. They just pumped.
Of course we got the B squad, because the other game that was going on, why did we have the season?
Well, that was on Fox. That was on Fox, dude, so it didn't have nothing to do with. I mean, ESPN ABC owns the SEC. I mean, every game. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but all they did was pump up the Syracuse coach about how he's like, I mean, he's the next gift to go. You know, he's like, his best thing since sliced bread.
He grew
up in a hard part of town, but, you know, who cares? There had to be some fluff because of the ass whipping we were given, but you know what I mean. And he left a sticker on the bill of his hat. Come on, man. He did that on purpose, obviously, but what's his name? Fran? Is that his name? Fran?
Yes. Yeah.
When I think of Fran, I think of a woman.
Yeah, like Fran Dresser.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
Never mind.
But no, like I said, it was all that. I mean, like now they're saying, it wasn't that great of a win, but beforehand, everybody was taking the, you know, Syracuse and the points because they were 14-point spread, and Syracuse isn't that bad. Tennessee won't beat them that bad. Everybody was talking about it.
I was very, you know, you take away the 17 first quarter points, which, by the way, I do love that they started fast. And I think that the only way to beat Georgia week after next is to start fast and put up those 20 points in the first quarter and then just play good, solid football for the remaining. You take away, say we didn't, you know, our normal, we are, well, I say normal, they... Say they did not have a good first, you know, just a slow.
So we're saying that we're back to Nico being the quarterback. Got it.
Slow, slow start in the first. That would have been a completely different ball game. It would have been the ball game that I predicted last week, close down to the wire.
I don't even remember. I remember I picked us to win, but I don't remember the score I picked. Did I even pick a score?
I don't think we did scores. No, we just did because we were a little late jumping into the season. And
sure, I mean, because we got real lives. This is just fun. We just do this for fun. We're not trying to become famous.
Defense. 5 sacks. 2 turnovers. One was a pick six.
Mike Keith hit me with it. Buddy, I was watching it on TV, but obviously I found it on Twitter immediately. What's the first sack? You know, Mike Keith, you know. I was like, heck yeah, buddy. Yeah, man.
I mean, 5 of 14, third down. Defense just dominated.
I think we did give up seven explosive. We gave up 7 explosive pass plays.
True.
But I also saw something where we played, like, I don't know how many guys in the backfield. Like, it's crazy how many people.
They were rolling through. You kept hearing freshmen, true freshman this.
Everybody except Boo Carter.
They were. See, was he even there?
I think he played 1 or 2 snaps. I think it was more of a and there's some probably just some. It's like, you know, he goes back to Heupel's office and like, hey man, we're not going to say nothing publicly, but your ass is on the bench, so just keep. If I call for you, be ready. But you might, for all intents and purposes, get you some tweezers because you're picking out splinters from your butt. You know what I mean?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
So yeah. But other than that, I mean, the defensive line looked good, considering what we lost, looked good.
Right.
Arian Carter is a, I mean, he's legit. I heard him give an interview on the radio before the game. I don't know when it was taken, but, you know, because I think he was recruited as a running back, if I do remember correctly. And he gave an interview. I'm like, dude, this guy's, you know, he's got his crap together. And then when on the field, like, he's just, he's like the field general. He's got it under control. He's making, you know, adjustments at the line for the defense, things like that. It was very, I'm like, yeah, dude, that guy's legit.
You know what I don't like about speaking of defense and then a little bit of commentary because you talked about earlier? They just kept, you know, well, they've got such and such Josephs and such and such and such to recreate Pierce. Just say it. Pierce was an outstanding player. You don't get one of those every single year. You know, you're lucky if you get one, get two in your tenure as a coach before you're gone.
I mean, the best way that I can put an analogy in my mind, because I'm a big Braves guy, you don't stumble across a Freddie Freeman all the time.
Right.
But you find a Matt Olson that's serviceable.
Right.
And he's pretty good. You know, yeah. Matt Olson's very good.
Right.
He's not Freddie Freeman good. We're not saying he is.
Right.
That's the best way I can put two together.
There you go.
In my baseball mind.
I like make a baseball since baseball season's still going, you know. You got it.
And the Braves stink, unfortunately, which is sad. I'm sad. I'm very sad. And then I'm also going to be very sad if Nashville gets a team, because then I'll be
very torn.
I don't know if I can or not. That's my life. That's my whole life's to break. So I don't know. We'll see.
What if Nashville gets a team
mm-hmm.
and Chipper Jones is the coach?
If I don't want to be sacrilegious. I wasn't the biggest Chipper guy you've ever met.
Really?
I was.
Fan saying that Derek Jeter is. I'm just okay,
buddy. That, I mean, no disrespect to Chipper Jones, but you don't disrespect Derek Jeter either. Derek Jeter is way better than Chipper Jones. No disrespect to Chipper Jones is the best switch hitter of all time. It's not even close. But he's no Derek Jeter.
True.
Now, back in the day, we used to do the Chipper Jones when I played baseball in college. We did the dip, big league chew wrap around beach nut. And sit in the bullpen. Oh, man. Good times.
Across the SEC, Of course, we do what we're supposed to do, make the SEC look good.
Georgia. I don't. I know you're not.
I want them all. I know you're gonna.
I want them all. The
but that was not gonna happen. Georgia over Marshall.
Sure.
LSU.
I mean, Kentucky almost lost.
LSU almost lost. They had to pull out a clutch win there late against Clemson. Yeah, so. Ole Miss 63 points over Georgia State. At least it was Georgia State, not Georgia Southern.
Kentucky almost lost.
Florida shut out Long Island 55-0.
Who's that?
I didn't know Long Island had a football team.
What's their mascot? The T's?
A&M, Arkansas, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, Missouri, and Auburn all secured some wins. And now, Alabama falling. They have not lost their season opener in like 25 years.
I mean, it is funny, but I was going back to the LSU Clemson game. I'm going to tie it together, I promise. But you know, like Tennessee has always had their great white buffalo in John Gruden. Yeah. Dabo Swinney is Alabama's great white buffalo. Oh, we're going to fire the bow and Dabo Swinney's coming home. He's coming. You don't want him. He don't believe in the NIL.
No.
He don't believe it.
No. And you're going to need someone that knows how to manage that NIL.
I mean, Alabama, I don't think they're going to fire him, but I think he's – I don't know, though, because I watched his presser today, or I watched highlights of his presser today.
Uh-huh.
And, buddy, was he just shook.
He's like, how did we
It's like being the head coach of the New York Jets. Like, it's the – like the. That's the biggest market for sports is New York for the Jets and the Mets and the Yankees. That's how what the eyeballs are for the head coach of Alabama. And, you know, Dabo is, he comes from that left coast offense where they flip and fling it. And you think, I mean, so do we. We do that too, but.
The one thing, if I say that they needed to clean up anything, it is those penalties. Now, granted, there was.
We're back on Tennessee, right?
We are, yeah. We had to get back on topic. For Tennessee, 7 penalties, 65 yards. Not horrible for Tennessee. You know, they are well known for throwing up 100 yards worth of penalties. One of them, I can't remember what it was. One of them, I was like, this is bogus. I can't believe it. And did you see the up-tempo, not one guy, but two guys from Syracuse went down? And they were not penalized. Shame.
No, because the ball was not set. The ball has to be set. I'm telling you, I think the rule needs to be, don't worry about the ball being set. If you are injured, you're out until the series is over.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, the only thing is you're going to run in some Joe Blows from the bench. Hey, Johnny Joe, go. Fall down. Play one play. Just hope you don't give up the big play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it should be the series. Until the ball is turned back over.
Yeah, I just don't know how you exactly deter, because like I said, if you do the series, then Lane Kiffin's going to go throw a six-stringer out there from the frat house. You know what I mean? He's going to put Johnny Knoxville on pads and get lit up.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you do it, but it's – or you just – well, that, you couldn't do that either, because that would – I'd say you start taking timeouts immediately. But
that one, it was a perfect example. I mean, caught on national television of two guys. Oh, with me or him? Me? Who? Okay, I'll go down.
But we did it too.
Yes.
We don't want to be the pot calling the kettle black, but we did it too.
We did.
Everybody does it, right? Until they start enforcing it.
Right.
It's like everybody speeding on the interstate. You might get called every once in a while. But it's a net gain at the end of the day. Speeding on the interstate. Net gain.
Opening with a win. Got ETSU coming to the house next week for...
I'm not going to lie to you. There's like 3% of me that would love ETSU to win. There's like 3% of my soul that would love it. Just because.
That's okay. We'll give you that 3% because you know that it's going to be like a 59-7 kind of game. Maybe 10.
I mean, is this the classic look through, look past, and move and all? I mean, it's really, this is like us playing a high school team, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you got to play the game.
Who was it? last season or season before. Was it Austin Peay or someone? Someone gave us fits, and I think it was Austin Peay.
It was Austin Peay. Well, because, you know, like, we're going around charitable across the state. We play ETSU 1 year. We play Austin Peay 1 year. We play UTC 1 year. We play UT
Hey, we
Martin.
Got spread around the Tennessee fund.
That's why I'm saying they need to be going there. Like, go to the away game.
That's
you want to talk about making national news? Come on with it.
Oh, such crap.
Hey, if we blow the doors off ETSU, I didn't look at the schedule for the third week.
It's Georgia.
College game day. No, I know who we play.
Oh,
talk about everybody else.
Oh.
College game day might show up. We play at Neyland, right?
Yes.
College game day. I don't know who else. I'm sure there's big games every week.
Week three?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it'll probably be like Penn State and something.
Well, you know, Texas with 0-1 is going to open up next week. San Jose. I'm seeing if there's any big games next week.
Does Texas have a bye week this week?
Huh?
Ain't no way Texas has a bye second week of the season.
No. They play San Jose State.
I thought you said next. You said next week.
No. I'm looking at this coming Saturday. Yeah, I'm talking about Austin Peay at Georgia. Hey, maybe maybe they'll pull up an upset.
Let's go Peay.
Ole Miss at Kentucky. If you're wanting to place a wager and win some money, just bet on Ole Miss.
What's the spread?
You got
21 and a half. I'm just guessing.
I don't know. You got USF versus Florida.
Oh, that's Golich. Better watch out.
Vanderbilt and Virginia Tech.
I don't know if you. Oh, I hope Tech beats the doors off of them. But
Michigan and Oklahoma is a big one to watch. And
game day.
Hey,
game day's
hey, and ULM at Alabama.
Whoa, they beat Nick Saban.
You know, you never know.
Would be so. Debo would be fired. At the end of the football game, if that happened. They might get fired in the third quarter if there's even a chance of getting beat.
So the Georgia-Tennessee, you want to know if we would get game day. You got Wisconsin at Alabama.
Nope. Wisconsin stinks.
Oklahoma-Temple.
No.
South Alabama-Auburn.
No.
Louisiana-Lafayette-Raging Cajuns at Missouri. No. UTEP and Texas. Alcorn State, Mississippi State. Ooh, Vanderbilt, South Carolina.
Where's that at?
At South Carolina. It's the 7 p.m.
Buddy, I mean.
Arkansas, Ole Miss, Eastern Michigan, Kentucky, A&M, Notre Dame. That's a big one for in South Bend. That's a big one for that night. It's on NBC.
What time's our kickoff?
And Florida LSU at that 7:30.
Oh, that they'll probably go there.
So ours is the 3:30 ABC. So it would be that game.
Oh, that's prime time. That's, yeah. Well, that's like, you know, that's bring back CBS, please.
You're wanting it back now. Without after one game on ABC.
Oh, we had ABC last year too, but I mean, it's just I'm getting.
You're like,
I hate ESPN. I've always hated. I mean, I hate.
You're tired of the mediocrity when it comes to who they have calling it. Is that what
I mean? What are we on this week? ESPN SEC Plus.
I would venture to say so.
Go ahead, listeners. I'm not watching.
We are on ESPN and SEC Network Plus on the app only.
A little bit of. Update on the news. I'll be at the Bristol race during the Georgia game.
Oh, not good.
Maybe it is good.
Maybe it is.
I saw someone say that ours, we're going back to, you know, how we're going to have annual three games. Watch ours be Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
That would suck. Yeah, that would be our luck.
I mean, there's no way that we don't get Kentucky or Vanderbilt.
I mean, you're going to get Vanderbilt. I would think you would get Kentucky, as we talked about last week, with that tenure of games.
You're not getting Kentucky over Georgia. It's either Alabama. Kentucky over Vanderbilt. So it's either Alabama and Florida are guarantees. That's a guarantee. Mark it down. Stamp of approval.
Then it'll
by
be Vandy.
It's either Vanderbilt or Kentucky. I would like to have Kentucky.
I mean, that's a more meaningful win, but I still think it's Vandy.
Well, see, I think it would be a better sale to try to put butts in the seats at Vanderbilt, which nobody, by the way, they were all excited that it was half. I mean, it looked like it was somewhat full. I think there was 12 people there. Like, that's, you know, that's full for them. But
yeah, who did they play, though?
I don't know.
It was
School of the Deaf and Blind?
I had that one coming. I knew you slid that in a little.
Well, I was going to say the, what is it? The University of Southern Central Louisiana. I can't remember it from the Mud Dogs.
It was, yeah. It was Charleston Southern, 45-3. Diego Pavia, 275 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I mean, I think you're as tall as he is.
I think he's got me by a couple inches, but still.
I'm being facetious. I think that's the point. But yeah, I mean, I just think it should be Alabama. Truth be told, in my heart of hearts, I'd like it to be Alabama, Vanderbilt, and Kentucky, but that ain't going to happen. I would love that, but that ain't going to happen.
We would like to keep the easiest schedule ever of our
You'd be stupid not to request that because Missouri's going to get like Arkansas and Texas A&M and Mississippi State. You know what I mean?
Oh, that Mississippi State. Can't wait to see how they fare out this year.
I don't know.
This week, against Syracuse opener, it wasn't just a win. It was a tone setter. The Vols showed depth. They showed discipline. And they showed a whole lot of swagger. ETSU next week will be a little tune-up game. And you've already heard the Duke say he will not be watching every snap, but
I won't be watching any snaps, but that's what YouTube's for, highlights.
Highlights. Just to watch how many deep passes we throw and what fifth-string running back is going to take it to the house.
ETSU, Johnson City, also home of Steve Spurrier.
Oh, really?
Yep, he's from Johnson City.
I did not know that. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're watching this on the YouTube. Drop your name and your game takes in the comments. Follow us at TN Fan Talk. Till next time, keep it orange, keep it loud. Go Vols.
Go Bucks.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.